And Sedalia with Central Missouri Ag Expo here on the fairgrounds. We're in the Matheson Exhibition Building. We also have a lot of exhibits over at the Moeller Building as well. And I'm with the president of the Central Missouri Ag Committee, Danny Young. Danny, how are you doing?
I'm doing good today. How are you?
Doing good. We've got a lot of people already coming through here. This is early on Friday, but it's going to be a great weekend, I think.
It is. You know, Friday morning is usually kind of our slow time. We have a lot of seminars and stuff, but you got people at work, kids in school, but it has not been slow today. We've got a good crowd, so I think it's just a good sign of what the rest of the show is going to be like.
This is an annual event, Danny. Seems like it gets bigger and better every year. A week ago, you had the pie auction with your club as well. How did you do with that?
It actually went pretty well. The pie auction, of course, is our big fundraiser for all the ag scholarships that we give out. Money was down just a little bit this year, but still was very good. We raised right around $29,000 to go towards scholarships. Pretty darn good for one event, one night.
It's always good to hear when you give these scholarships out. I know State Fair Foundation give out scholarships. We have several of the commodity groups around Missouri that give these scholarships. You know, it's great to see that you're taking care of our future, these young people, keeping them involved with agriculture, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we have another auction tonight at 6 o'clock, and the money towards that will go towards scholarships also. And, you know, we have vendors here this year from a little bit wider area, and we're also giving our scholarships out in a bigger area, so I think it kind of goes hand in hand. But you have a lot of kids that don't realize there's so many different types of jobs in agriculture. It's not just farming.
Right.
And once they get to looking into it, they really get interested in some of those jobs, and this just helps them investigate and to achieve some of those goals.
Just like with the young people in 4-H and FFA, people seem to think, oh, you have to live on a farm. No, that's not true with those organizations. They're so diverse anymore, so many different fields they can go into. And likewise, when they get out to go to college to get a job, there's so many areas of agriculture they can get involved with.
Yeah, it's really a wide open field, and there's just so many jobs that are tied to agriculture that there didn't used to be. It's really getting the kids interested. I think it's a good thing.
A lot of people don't realize, a lot of the urban people, unaware of all that agriculture involves, where their food comes from. But one of the main things they don't realize, our number one industry in Missouri by far is agriculture.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And like I say, not just farming, but everything that's tied to it and associated with it. It's a huge business, huge industry.
I was just visiting with one of the producers here a little bit earlier, and since President Trump signed the USMCA deal, we've got the agreements with China. It looks like really good for the export market for farmers, and we had the flooding, of course, this past year to deal with. So 2020 ought to be a much better year, hopefully.
We're hoping for a better year for all of our customers. That's exactly right.
Well, Danny, listen, it's always a pleasure to come down here. Look forward to covering this every year, and we'll do it again next year.
We appreciate your support and glad you're here. Look forward to seeing you again.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.